And now this is a dictation for Eva, E, V as in Victor, A, Shipman, S-H-I, P as in Paul, M-A-N, August 1538, address as a letter to Lori, L-O-R-I, Brickner, B-R-I-C-K-N-E-R-P-A-C, 775-6472. And also Dr. Terry Ball, T-E-R-R-I-B-A-L-L. Dear Dr. Ball and Mrs. Brickner, follow-up for Eva, chronic kidney disease, last visit in January, no hospital visit, hard of hearing, has gained weight from 167-172, supposed to do salt restriction, denies vomiting dysphagia, symptoms of reflux, but no dysphagia or dysphagia, constipation or bleeding, no urinary infection, cloudiness or blood, stable edema 2 plus, some degree of lightheadedness, but no chest pain palpitation, denies orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen, review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight recently added Norvasc, he doesn't recall the dose. Already on bisoprolol, has not taken any diuretics in probably a few months. Antiarrhythmics with dofetilide, D-O-F-E-T-I-L-I-D-E. Today, blood pressure was 150 over 60, left-sided sitting position, immediately standing 160-60, 2 minutes later, 138-56. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Normal, well, GFR at 55, stable over time, creatine stage 3. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal magnesium, anemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Minor CKD, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. Next paragraph, hypertension with some degree of postural changes. She needs to keep an eye on that. Next number, anemia has not required EPO treatment. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, left atrial appendage clipping, exposure to antiarrhythmics, presently no anticoagulation, has preserved ejection fraction, has not required diuretics, continue chemistry on a regular basis, plan to see her back in a year.